This is the Don and Mike Show. Some of our favorite moments. The Don and Mike Show.
The fun thing is there's a reason for every little thing you're hearing this week as we look at the best of Don and Mike, the ultimate best of our truly favorite moments from the Don and Mike Show. As we prepare for Don and Mike to return on Friday for Don's final show, we'll all be here for that. But this week leading up to that, Monday through Thursday, Rob and I are here to host some of, as I said, our favorite moments. Each day this week, don't we, Rob, have a montage of Mike and his voices?
Oh, yeah. I had to work Uber time, Buzz, to get all the characters in that I thought everyone would want to hear. So, yeah, we've got lots of them today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
It's shocking to hear the list of all the voices that we love and have known over the years. It's staggering at the sheer number of them. So today, we take another chunk of them, another big armload of voices from Mike.
But before
and take
that,
a look at those.
Yeah. But before that, Buzz.
Yes?
We're going to go up to the roof.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
People loved this.
Yeah, oh, they did. I remember Don saying, you know, this is the first time I've ever broadcasted like Mussolini. Because Don actually went to the roof of the Fairfax Studios at WJFK he had a plasma TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fluky. It was not a good one.
Wasn't working right.
No, and he could have probably had it repaired, but he thought, you know, it would be more fun.
Sure.
Let's throw it into a dump truck off the top of the building.
Because he cares about you, the listener.
And so let's give that a listen. It's plasma TV destruction on the ultimate best of Don and Mike.
Tell you the story.
Up on the top of the building. Mike is down at the bottom with a... Oh, thank you, Beth Ann, for the up on the roof thing.
I'm here with my co-commentator, Buzz.
Hi.
And,
Buzz and I are sharing a microphone, so I have to be like Larry Bud Melman. Buzz, what do you think of this? Great, thanks.
You did that thing that Larry Bud Melman does, where he doesn't move the microphone to the guy who's talking. And Joe Ardinger is getting all of this on documenting this on video.
Video, that's great video. Now, what we're going to do is when are getting ready to throw the big TV in the dump truck, we're going to move all these brilliant gentlemen who are waiting to eat plasma over to the, I guess, what are they moving them, Joe? Over onto the sidewalk over there so as not to have any serious injuries. I was joking with John Norman.
He's wearing a hard hat.
That this would be like the thing you see on the internet, you know, with a stunt gone wrong. Where we're all kind of giggling and laughing. And then somebody gets a shard of glass through their eye.
Let's lose that music, Beth Ann, for a second.
It's getting windy.
And I think we should probably warm up, Rob, with the computer monitor.
All right, we're going to need all you guys over there right now, because we're starting with computer monitors. And I'm back, too.
This is just to be able to gauge.
Look at him run.
Hey, and there's Robert the mailman. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Don.
Hey, scream. What? Did you call me a bitch? Oh, bitch about Xbox.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Shondell's hair is straight again today.
Hi, Shondell. Hey. Yeah. Hey, Mike.
She couldn't hear that. That's why I said that.
I've already mentioned that to about 1,000 people today.
Okay. All right. Now listen.
Robert,
now, hold on a second.
You hold the microphone.
What do you think? John Norman, be careful. John Norman's close. Now, do you have a good aim on this? Now, Rob, help him with this.
Mike, he's telling. This is the same thing.
This is the China shop. This is bull.
Now, this is dead center over.
All right, dead center. But I think what the key is, right, is to not throw it, right?
I'm going to try to just. Right. I'm going to try to just push the monitor over, but I'm going to have to give it a little body English to
Don,
get it in the truck.
Now, Don, are you going to give us like a five count?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Here we
all right,
go.
Well, now, this is a computer monitor coming from about 35, 40 feet.
Three, two.
Here we go.
One.
Here it comes. Very good.
That's Johnny dead in the center.
That's very good. And the bravest man of all, John Norman, who you cannot see, who is standing literally next to the dump truck with a microphone up there and, you know, very, very brave. Turn John Norman's microphone up so we can hear it a little bit. All right? Rob's going to bring it over
now. Rob, how you feeling?
This is exciting.
All right, here we go.
Now, see if you can get it.
Five count, Rob.
Dead in the center than I did.
Five, four, three.
Here we go.
Two, one.
Not bad.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
You know what?
Yes.
We are going to kick ass when we throw this TV off the top of this building.
This is very... How's the weather up there?
You know what? It's fantastic.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It's breezy and nice here on top of the building. We're outside the radio station. Rob and I are up
on the
roof.
Hello, hello. Okay, this works. All right, this is
Rob and I are on the roof. Mike is down there with a dump truck, Shady's dump truck, and we're going to get rid of the plasma TV that broke my heart and died. And now Mike is sticking...
All right. I have wedged the microphone in there.
Mike is sticking his microphone into
the... Is there anything else you can throw? Is there anything else you can throw? Can't we bring anything up there?
Let us just do the TV first.
You want to just do the TV? Okay, the microphone is in the back of the truck
right now.
Okay,
because once the TV's in there, then we get the thrill of the dump truck dumping it out.
Oh, that's right, and we'll have to move the microphone out of the way. All right, we're ready for... Are you guys ready to see the plasma TV get dumped? All right, they want it, man.
Mike, that didn't sound like anybody was
here. Oh, I'm
here.
Sorry. Hold on a second. I got to go over there.
Would you mind goosing
them? Hold on. I'll goose them a little bit. Hi, everybody, and how's your memory? Are you ready to see a plasma screen get destroyed today?
Look at those stiffs.
No, no, no. We need more than... What the hell's wrong with you?
They don't know Mike's over there.
Whenever we have a crowd of 10 that we want to make sound like 300, we have to really be loud,
hold
okay?
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Really. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 2, 4. Mike, roughly 43 people here.
43? We need to make you sound like 4,000. Would you like to see some destruction today?
Yeah! Well, now, Rob, I heard your big voice.
All right, I'm leaving them now. Okay.
Mike, we are ready. We're going to turn this over to you. Rob and I are going to be picking up the Sony PVM751.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What we'll do? I'm going to go over here with this group, and we will give you the 10 count. We'll count. We'll all count you down from 10, and when you get down to it, you throw the plasma. We got to have a real nice, loud 10 count when they get it up there. All right, guys.
You should know that this plasma TV weighs 68 pounds.
All right, we've got the microphone wedged in the back of the dump truck.
We're going to lose the mics now.
All right, but you'll hear us give you the 10 count, right? Okay.
Here we go.
We're getting ready for this. Isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a female lady. Are you guys ready? All right. They've got it up at
the
top of the building.
Mike, we're going to display. I'm going to put the microphone down. Rob and I will display the television for everyone.
All right, let's display the television. There we go. They're lifting it up. There. Oh, look at the magic of plasma screen. They're showing it to everybody. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike,
yes?
Rob and I have one slight problem.
All right, what's that?
How do we throw it? Do we throw
it? I think
it
you drop
horizontally,
it
horizontally, vertically.
I think you nudge it over like you did with the computer screens. That's all you have to do.
We kind of threw the computer screens.
You
though.
Did well. Just give it a little push.
All right, let's do it.
All right, put the microphone down, and we're going to give it the 10 count now. Don, you just nod. Give me the thumbs up. You're ready to go on the count of 10. Ready, guys? Here we go. 10. Here it comes. Oh, yeah.
That is freaking spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Look at it. Mike,
man.
We hit it. Joe, get up there and get a shot for the video.
Wow.
We hit it.
You guys nailed it.
Dead on.
That was spectacular.
Just like watching a building implosion on the Discovery
Channel.
That
was spectacular.
Winner. And now, Rob and I will come downstairs.
All right, now Shady, we're going to need you to get into the dump truck and dump it out. And Rob and Don are going to be coming downstairs. All right, it's Shady, and the driver here is what? Linwood. All right, guys, Joe, we need you to get out from the back because they're going to dump it out. Here it comes. Let's get some microphones on this. They're going to dump out what's left of the plasma screen. Very exciting. But is the truck not starting? Oh, no. Linwood, is the truck not starting? Oh, no. Oh, the truck is dead. Oh. Are you going to try to jump it? He's trying to start it.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. Hold on. Don, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
The truck has got a dead battery.
It
feels like it might be a little flooded.
So you mean
it smells like it.
So you mean that the truck, so it won't start up and it won't do its
it won't start. It's doing that little clack, clack, clack. Now what's the solution, gentlemen? Do we have a solution here?
Buzz, what's happening?
It looks like the truck won't start. I'm wondering if we can go inside the bed and smash things there.
Well, let's see what happens. We still might be able to dump it out. We're seeing if we have a solution.
Joe, were you able to get any video of the TV inside the truck?
I ran up and stuck it in there, and then I got some from the hole in the back of the truck.
There's a lovely smell of gasoline all around. All right, hold on. Oh, we're going to try it. We're going to start it up. We're going to fire up now.
Hold on. Let's get this going.
Yeah! Yes! Yes, sir. We got it.
You're going to pull it forward? All right, he's going to pull it forward. Pull that truck forward. How about that, huh? The Chevy Camaro does the trick.
So the dump truck is working.
Yes, the Ford truck was jump-started by the Chevy car.
The destruction of the television
will continue.
Now, let's have the dump truck unload all the stuff we threw off the roof.
All right.
Now, do you think my brother Jim is listening in Wisconsin right now and thinking...
Listening and loving it.
This is like his deal.
What's your deal?
Hey, you know what I'm seeing back here?
What?
You see the hydraulics.
Hydraulics, here it comes.
That's twice today.
Here it comes. Oh.
Hold on. The TV's about to... Wow, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, baby.
What a mess.
This is that's beautiful. What? In radio, you hope for sound, and that was the best possible sound we could have gotten right there.
And now look at the masterful job that we did destroying this TV.
Where's the plasma?
Hold on.
Where's the goo that's in there? Where's the poison?
There it is.
That ain't gooey, and that ain't poisonous. They was lying to us.
Look what happened to it. Oh, and here is, Rob, look at that. We broke the screen right out of it.
Now, that looks like it's kind of a safety glass that you've got, but you actually had maybe two layers with a real, see, that's the real glass over there.
Oh, all this broken stuff.
That stuff that's down there. And we got two, we've got one computer monitor. Doesn't look like it's finished yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
Well, that's why we've got tools.
Get the sledge.
Okay, let's get some stuff out and finish this job up.
All right, very good. Rob's going to take the sledge to the computer monitor.
Goggles on.
Don, you want to do that?
I don't care.
All right.
Goggles on.
Hold the microphone, would you please?
Of course.
All right, here we go.
Make sure Don has goggles. We don't want a blind host.
Let's play Whack the Hughes.
All right, very good. Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, my eye. Oh, my eye.
There it is. Look at that. You know, whoa, oh, jeez,
yeah.
Watch out. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We have an injury.
I'm afraid.
We have an injury.
I'm afraid.
He is the bull in the chest. Everything was going swimmingly until Don adopted the golf swing.
The underhand, yeah.
The golf swing. Shady, how are you?
I apologize. Now, Shady.
That's Shady that you hit there with the plastic.
You really went. I apologize.
Quite all right. That's quite all right.
Now what happened? Some shards came your way?
Yes, it did.
All right.
I'm just Paul Bunyan. Mike, what do you got?
I got an electric chainsaw. I'm going to tie that right now. Someone want to hold my microphone for me?
Boy, that computer, when I whacked into that thing, pieces went 8,000 different ways. Mike has put his eye out.
I almost said the S word. Oh, man. I was saying no S. That really did do that. Let me...
Oh, you, Mike broke Rob's chainsaw.
Mike. That's a tough monitor.
I'm really sorry, Rob.
Mike, what is that made of, oak?
Mike just broke Rob's electric chainsaw. Oh,
I'm real sorry.
Look at the chain. The chain looks like on my bicycle when I was a kid.
You know, that could have hurt me.
How did you do that?
I think it just slipped off. I think we can fix that.
I think
that
was a little overzealous on my part.
I do have one question.
What's that?
How's your memory?
Buzz, you want to give a slam at the actual television itself?
Yeah, mic me. Here we go.
All right, here we go. All right, Buzz. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Look at him. Look at that new honed body. Look at that.
Oh, man.
Hours in the gym. Yes, sirree, Brawny. Brawny paper towel, man.
Now Rob's
going to drill it.
Yeah, help me out, Rob. Drill a hole.
I hope the drill doesn't break.
Yeah, what are you doing, Rob?
It's stuck. Hold on. Okay.
All right, here we go. Drill it. Kill it. Kill it dead.
You know, here's the unusual thing about this whole thing. I think we can fix this.
He's giving it a severe scratching with that drill.
Really?
The drill doesn't have a chance against it. What's now, it made of? Space-age polymer?
I don't want to alarm anybody as Don hits it with the sledgehammer, but I'd like to tell everybody here, this is a warning. You've all been exposed to plasma.
Mm.
Look at that. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. That's the head of a general manager. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Fantastic.
Very nice.
Lovely.
These TVs are built Ford and tough.
I'm really surprised at how strong that is.
Yeah.
Sony, the one and only, but then again, it did blow up.
Would you like goggles?
Yeah, you might want goggles. Oh, he's drooling with rage. This is it. Right. Right. Very good. Yeah.
That's all right.
Unusually, that's the way you react after meeting with managers every time.
I'm out.
Remember yesterday you weren't sure whether or not you'd want to do this.
Smell it? Smell the plasma?
Spent.
Is that what the smell is?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know, and this goddamn thing is not broken.
No, it's
well,
tough.
No, it's broken. It's just the frame and the metal part
like
isn't broken.
Like a Tonka TV.
At the very least, you're going to have to adjust the contrast.
Right. But that's pretty darn good. I don't think anybody's going to be viewing it anytime soon.
Oh, you can fix that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was fun.
Boy, there, that was fun.
And there's Robert the Angry Mailman going through the trash.
Oh, he's doing his pilfering out. He's trying to find anything valuable.
That's the second dirty look I've gotten from Robert today.
He's screaming at you about your restaurant.
What a shame that wasn't on mic.
Thanks. On the website, thank you for coming down. A quick break.